Marching, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. He called it faith, a simple word taken from the scriptures, a faith in men and women, American Indians and immigrants, black and white, Latino and Asian, and a belief that we might extend our hands and hearts, sharing our basic civil rights. Arm in arm, we marched down city streets and country highways, to the cadence of the cursing, looking straight ahead, glancing furtively at the jailer's eyes, wiping away the spit flung from spiteful tongues, all the while watching Herod's wooden baton rise above our heads as we journeyed in search of a new Bethlehem. He called it hope, a simple word written in the scriptures. A hope in men and women, Christians and atheists, Hindus and Buddhists, Muslims and Jews, and a belief that we might learn to live in peace within a world without borders. Arm in arm, we walked down city streets and country highways to the cadence of the barking dogs, looking straight ahead, glancing anxiously at the jailer's hounds twisting around their leashes, wiping away the spit flung from spiteful tongues, glimpsing wooden batons rise above our heads, a piece of our own cross, as we journeyed in search of our own Good Friday. He called it love, a simple word spoken in the Gospels, a love in men and women, their resiliency, to see beyond their color, their cultural and personal borders, and a belief that we will roll away the stone, that hardness in our hearts, and discover the glory of the empty tomb. Arm in arm, we walked down city streets and country highways to the cadence of the beatings, looking straight ahead, secretly terrified, glancing at the jailer, twisting arms and legs into chains, wiping away the spit flung from spiteful tongues, watching wooden batons fall, those hand-held crosses, as we wait for our Easter morning. Have we lost faith in one another? Have we lost hope for a community without borders? Have we lost love? Have we become the new jailers? Turn to your neighbor. Call him brother. Call her sister. Simple words spoken through our actions. Marching. Marching with the enduring dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.